Oh, sige, ayoko na. I quit your band.
Do me a favor. Umalis ka na rin sa buhay ko.
Paano bang magmahal? Palagi bang masasaktan?
Oh, game ka sa ring.
Welcome to the Popoy and Basher Podcast, a podcast by a couple who's seen too many Pinoy rom-coms and made a podcast to review them beyond the kilig. I'm your host, Danny.
And this is Eugene.
Hello, Eugene.
Hello.
What are we talking about in today's episode?
In today's episode, we'll be talking about the 2015 movie, The Breakup Playlist, starring Piolo Pascual and Sarah Geronimo, written by Chris G. Gazman, and directed by Dan Villegas. We saw A Breakup Playlist on Netflix.
Am I gonna do a thing now where I guess what this movie's about? Or I mean, I'll guess the synopsis.
We have a new challenge for Daniela. Now that you've seen the movie, you don't know the synopsis that was written on Netflix. In your own words, what's the synopsis of The Breakup Playlist?
So just one line, no?
Just one sentence.
Just one sentence. Okay. So The Breakup Playlist is about a has-been rock band leader who teams up with a promising young talent only for their relationship to end up in shambles and toxicity. That was a long sentence.
Okay, that's interesting.
What was the real Netflix synopsis?
According to Netflix, a rock musician and a law student whose true passion is music fall in love and pursue a romance that complicates both of their blossoming careers.
Whose was better?
Let's discuss and let the audience judge. Pero parang
oo nga, may judgment na ako with my ano, with my own synopsis, pero sige.
I think yours is better. And let's let's talk about it. Why? What did you like about The Breakup Playlist, Danny?
Oh, I'll share my general thoughts first.
Yep.
So my general thoughts, okay, I just want to share that I watched this movie a total of 3 times, as I told you. Not that I wanted to, it just happened. The first time I watched it with my sister in 2015 when it came out. Tama, no? 2015.
Yeah.
And then the second time, I watched it with my sister again on Netflix just like a few months ago. And then watched it again with you yesterday. Oh, no, the day before that. Yeah, but I'll share my general thoughts about the first time I watched it. I remember thinking, wow, this is such a good attempt at rescuing cheesy Pinoy rom-coms. Kasi parang at the time it came out, it had substance, a strong female character lead, and it told a good story.
But now?
I mean, I don't think it aged well. It didn't age well with me in just some ways. But ikaw, general thoughts, since you're seeing this for the first time.
I enjoyed The Breakup Playlist. I think in the middle of the movie, or maybe 3/4, I said, oh, ganda nito movie na to, ah.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, a movie's not over till it's over. So I'll talk about it later on. What did you like? I can go first. What did I like about The Breakup Playlist? Magaling si Sarah Geronimo. This is the first movie that we've seen of Sarah Geronimo.
Mm.
I haven't seen any of her movies. And yeah, it's generally good performance. Parang very natural.
Mm.
Diba yung image ko ni Sarah Geronimo is she really works hard. And I think, you know, it's well known that she really works a lot. Works hard, di ba? Hindi lang siya paganda ng paganda.
I think nga they made the character, they patterned it after her. Because I think it's kind of aligned yung what people see of her and how she is in this movie. Yung nga, hardworking. I don't know kung rags to riches in real life si Sarah, pero parang may struggles and then very wholesome. You know, that kind of image.
Meron ding expectations yung parents niya, di ba?
Oo nga. Mm.
Chika.
Interesting. Ano pa? What else did you like?
The subtleness of Gino's insecurity. I think you were saying there's hope for Pinoy romance movies, rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
Parang here it was like, oh, okay, hindi siya overtly bad person. Parang you just know he has hang-ups. So hindi naman siya in your face. Eto ko, I'm a bad boy na jerk or something. Hindi siya ganun. So parang he's just Insecure.
Parang medyo bad boy, no? But not that much of a bad boy. Kasi matanda na siya.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. Ano pa? Meron ka pang likes?
Yun lang, those two things. Parang good performance by Sarah Hieronimo. Tas Gino's, yeah, insecurity as a sum, of it.
The subtlety.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go next. I actually listed a lot of things that I liked about this movie. Number one, the songs that they used all throughout were really good and catchy. And it's, aminin mo, kinakanta mo siya.
Ano bang mag... Yeah.
Sige, thank you.
It's good. It's good. I like the songs too.
Yeah, and when I looked at the lyrics, the yung paano ba magmahal, it kind of told the story of the movie, diba? Yung paano ba magmahal, palagi ba masasaktan, umiiyak na lang, sinulat ko siya, umiiyak na lang palagi gusto kong lumisan.
Yeah, good point.
Diba? So there's that. And another reason I liked it was great casting of Sarah G. So I'll plus what you said, appropriate for a singing role.
Yeah.
Because she's an actual singer.
Does Piolo sing?
It's a good question. I didn't check, but I think siya yung tipong artista na, sige, labas ka na rin ng album.
Song and dance, ganun.
I don't know, but definitely Sarah G put on the better performance.
Yeah, this felt like her movie. Not Piolo's.
Another thing that I liked was, it was a good opening scene. Kasi after seeing it 3 times, I just started to notice. I started to notice nga na, ang ganda nga ng opening scene because it starts with the two people, with Trixie, played by Sarah, and Gino fighting. And then immediately you're left wondering why this movie is called The Breakup Playlist. Parang sa start pa lang nag-breakup na, diba?
Oh yeah, didn't think about that, but yeah, because in at the start parang ang gulo, but yun agad
tsaka sobrang escalated nung away nila.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, kasi diba may first song, second song, the track 1, track 2, track 3, whatever.
Yeah,
that's a breakup playlist.
Yeah, that's all I have for now. Yeah,
okay, I'll start again with the things I didn't like.
Yeah, what did you not like?
Gino, sinabihan ni Gino si Trixie na flat ka, and vice versa. I also think this movie is flat. Hindi siya, parang ang onti ng conflict and Piolo's way of expressing his insecurity felt like all the same at all moments. Walang escalation.
All the same compared to what? Like movies you've already seen with the similar character or from his own character from the beginning to end? Wala nang bagong issues. Paulit-ulit na lang.
Paulit-ulit na lang.
Paulit-ulit na lang.
Yeah. And the way he expressed that was also same intensity throughout the movie, and also comparing it to other movies na merong clear graduation of intensity of like anger or hate or fear.
Can you refresh my memory? Ano yung first instance of his being a jerk? Kasi at the start naman, charming siya, and that's how... You know, that's how they get you, right? They're very charming. And then, pogi pa si Piolo. So, napa-oo si Trixie sa band. Ano yung moment na, okay, may red flag to? Ay, wait, alala ko. Pero tell me nga what you're thinking.
I will set aside the part na parang sinira niya yung future ni Sarah Hieronimo. Ay, ni Trixie. Mm-hmm. I'll set that aside. But the way he subtly shows na, mas magaling ako dyan.
Yeah.
Pag music, that's my thing. Bobo ako sa lahat except sa music.
May naalala kong scene with him and yung kay, when Basti Artadi entered the, parang he talked to Piolo. Tapos, I think Piolo was trying to show him or tell him like, look at where I am now. Dati sinabi mo sa akin, wala akong future. Ito na ako ngayon. Tapos sabi ni Basti, parang 10 years ago na yun.
Yeah.
That's how petty he was, no? And red flag pala yun.
That part for me was another thing that I didn't like. That is an example of, I wish there were more layers to Gino. Not just the pettiness, not just this one single, I wrote here, single laser focus on his music to the point that he can't move on and learn. Yung masyado siyang focus noon in not moving forward, but really,
yeah,
now that I'm here, kayo back there in the past, mga epal kayo, now I'm much better, I'm successful. But like, hanggang dyan na lang ba?
Yeah, even his family life wasn't that much of a thing to build his character around. The only thing I remember about his family was that nagpadala sila ng pera sa BDO. And at least we know now na sobrang effective pala ang padala ng pera from abroad to BDO.
Thank you for reminding
me. I don't know, like those details really stick with me, no?
Si Gino Valdez, Valdi ata. Ano yung last name niya?
No, parang letter A, di ba? Avila.
Avila, Gino. Valdi.
Valdi.
Avila. It was just so weird to see somebody in a movie spending like 5 seconds pressing something.
Keying his pin sa ATM. Palaad. Di mo ba na-sense? Ah, shit.
So, I wonder how much that costs, no?
To put a product. I think both of them are in endorsers or BDO ambassadors. I'm not sure. I mean, my bank was BDO. Yun yung payroll ko dati. Pero yung ambassador noon was Pia Wurzbach. So I'm not surprised if they got Piolo and Sara at one point.
Now I know what the BDO account website looks like. It's so weird.
You know what? That's what it looks like right now. And they haven't changed since 2015. And it's so slow. So that's not realistic.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you like up your game, BDO developers? It's so dumb. It's so slow. Anyway.
Okay. We have a first-rated BDO customer here.
Oo nga.
Ikaw, what did you like about this movie?
Okay, and, I didn't like the non-linear storytelling. Parang there's no reason behind all the jumping. And sometimes like I'd get confused. Is this present-day Piolo? Past Piolo?
Plus one, because Piolo looks the same.
I know, even right now. It's like he doesn't age.
So, hindi mo lang nag-iba yung hairstyle niya.
Yung porma niya.
Porma niya. At least Sara Geronimo and Trixie.
Yeah.
Pwede siya mag-ponytail, pwede siya magmukhang student, pwede siya magmukhang secretary, pwede siya magmukhang mature.
And you know, na present-day Trixie wears like nicer clothes or at least mas mature, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gino
still wears the same.
Wears the same form.
3/4 sleeve na Sando. Medyo fit. Yeah.
Oo. Yeah, not complaining about his outfits, but I mean, he's Piolo is Piolo. Okay, so there's the non-linear storytelling that I didn't like. I didn't like lang that it's the same plot, like an insecure man. Now, whenever the girl shows a glimmer of success, he always acts up and then it's always her fault and then they fight. I don't know. I feel like the last movie that we reviewed A Second Chance. It had that same plot.
I wonder if this is a reflection of Filipino masculinity.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it was patterned after. So, ano yung lesson? Yung girl dapat na siya yung mag-apologize and... Or not apologize, pero something has to change somehow.
No.
What?
Nobody should stifle success.
Dapat
the guy shouldn't be insecure and like her success is also his success.
I know. That was the lesson. But that's not what was resolved. I don't know. It wasn't that explicit din eh.
Good point. And nako, I'm excited to go back to go to the ending part because the way they ended the movie was there was still no closure on what Gino did. And I was asking you, this is so confusing. How come Sara Geronimo or how come Trixie forgave him just from a song?
Yeah. He wrote a song.
So I wonder, no, how good that song. Baka madami pang songs sa CD.
Yeah, I'll plus one that because I wrote naman dun sa dislikes ko na there's so many half-baked elements. Like, what happened to yung dad ni Trixie? How did that affect her? But we know that he died, right?
What happened to the dream to be a lawyer?
Yeah, she'll get to be a lawyer. sabi niya, diba, parang because of everything Gino did or like his impact on her life, she wasn't able to do all of that. Diba, may scene, may confrontation sila sa stairwell. na pangit. Parang I couldn't do all of these things because of you.
Yeah. So parang ninakaw din ni Gino yung potential ni Trixie, no? And I was asking you this, parang ano kayang age gap nila in the movie? Because obviously, Gino is already a name in the music industry.
Mm-mm.
So he has been there for a while.
Mm-mm. And then parang Trixie, has been eh. I think has been. That's why he was trying to revitalize or rejuvenate his career.
Who can that be right now?
Right now, in the actual music scene? Sino ba? Grabe, I don't want to offend naman mga actual artists who I think are has-beens. I don't know. Like, who do you think?
I don't know.
Or kahit hindi local. Ayan.
Ah, sige, hindi local.
Or anyone in a band na nag-solo. You know, Rob Thomas, ganon. Matchbox. So old. Yung reference ko. Or,
Rico Blanco.
Ah, pwede.
Is he a has-been?
Well, he's... I don't know if he's doing stuff, but... Parang ganon yung age, right? Thereabouts.
Yeah, yeah. Parang they've been in the industry for a while. Big hit. Tapos nag-lay low or nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eli Buendia, kind of? No. I don't know.
Well, this shows our knowledge for Philippine music. Yeah, although I love OPM, so...
So, who then? Like, please.
Yeah, maybe Rico Blanco. I'm not Rico a big, Blanco. Super big fan, though. Because the bands I like, I still like them now. So, I don't consider them has-beens. You don't want to call them has-beens. Yeah, because I still enjoy it.
Gets. Pero I think that's an interesting point na casting someone who obviously has this... Like, there's a rather large age difference, diba? Pero I don't think that's explicit in the movie na mas matanda si Gino. So parang, di ba, I was telling you yesterday na kaya si Sarah, kaya si Trixie napapa-oo sa everything. Kasi of the power, you know, the power dynamic, the power play, yung, because he's older, right? And she's like supposedly a young, naive student.
And also, she is a fan of his, di ba?
Yeah. Diba? How manipulative, diba?
Yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah, how dare you side with Piolo?
I want to clear, I'm not siding with Piolo. I was in the understanding phase. But yeah. Yeah, that's weird. So, as a young student, and Trixie here looks like 18, 19. And then you have this like...
It's a band camp. So then like meet, by the way. Music camp. Is that a thing? I want to ask our listeners. Is music camp a thing?
In the Philippines.
I'll do my own research, but I also want to know.
Meron ata yung 7107 music something.
That was a festival, right? That was a music. That was a concert, diba?
Wala bang camp?
Hindi ko alam. Baka puro DIY yung mga music camp.
Hangout. Shit, ang
pero
sarap
sa beach.
Pero yung
purpose nun, to scout like future talent.
Ganun. Mentor? Yeah, I don't know.
How odd.
I would imagine bands just go and try to play as many gigs as they can. And then... You know,
Coachella.
Coachella. Mga bar-bar lang. But yeah, again, we're still in the pandemic, so it sucks.
Music camp sounds really fun.
Yeah, ako, I'm down for music camp even.
Pwede mo mag-attend kahit walang talent.
Yeah.
Parang tatambay lang ako dun.
Can't play an instrument at all.
But it would be nice to just be there. Pretend you. May talent ka naman na yung bongos mo.
Oh, maybe next time I'll play for the podcast.
Yes.
Okay. What did you think about the ending of this movie?
I don't understand why they'd get back together. He did not, like, I don't know, I told you, diba? He did not, like, atone much for his
sins.
He didn't suffer enough for what he did. Imagine, ha, breaking up with her. And then, like, I think that scene started with an argument about the car.
The aircon.
Na apparently, si Trixie nagbabayad ng maintenance ng, diba, yung gas, yung oil change, yung everything. Pero, kotse ni Piolo, ni Gino. And can you imagine? Siya pa yung nagsasabi ng, akin to eh, or this is my car. And then he's, diba, nag-escalate yung usapan by him saying, na you wouldn't be where you are now if it weren't for me. In Tagalog. So bad. So bad.
Yeah, I agree. It is bad. But this is part of what I was saying na it was flat. Kasi parang hindi siya nagkaroon at all ng self-awareness to elevate that insecurity more.
na bad siya
parang oo nga ako na yung masama, either I'll double down or no, I'll try to force my beliefs to you.
Do you remember kung may friend siya in the movie who'd put him in his place? Na parang, wala. Di ba wala? Normally, that's the function of a friend, right? Na yun yung, like, magpaparealize dun sa character, like, what they're doing, what they're supposed to do.
So, dahil wala nga yun, hindi nag-elevate yung self-awareness niya. And
wala kasi
knowledge,
siyang friends.
Oo, knowledge of his insecurity to a point na mas gaganda yung conflict and all. So, wala pa rin growth. Kaya, all the while, parang same yung acting ni Piolo and, you know, Gino as a character was just like, I'm the same. I don't know what I don't know. I'm just an insecure guy na sobrang insecure about music. Sobrang laser focused with music that anything that threatens it, anything that might show my weakness in it, I will erupt.
Baka gustong-gusto niya talaga mag-duet with Basti Artadi nung wedding. Kasi ingit siya nun.
Diba? Another example of like, wow, what a reaction.
What a small man.
Ugh. Yeah. Na yung success or happiness of your partner is not enough for you to be happy. But like, you can't. Me too. Feel ko nga sobrang insecure niya na nobody should demonstrate na mas magaling sila sa kanya. And most importantly, his bandmate.
Yeah, and someone who he mentored and he developed, in his words. Diba?
And found in the music camp. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Super plus one, your point na.
Teka, now that I'm ruminating over it more, how long were they together again in the movie?
Hindi clear. Two years?
Yung, like, no. They show 2000, year 2009, yung band camp. Tama ba? 2009?
Yes.
And then
or 2008 ata.
2015 yung present day. And then 3 years had passed since they broke up. So ano yung math doon?
2018.
Ha? Anong
18?
2018. Ha?
Ah, wait.
What? No, 2015 so yung present day.
Present day sa movie 2015, 2008.
Yeah. So minus
2015 3. Minus 3, 2012. So 4 years.
So 4 years together. That's pretty long. But they were also apart for 3. Yeah.
Walang nakamove on sa kanila.
It still doesn't make sense to me why she'd go back to that.
Yeah. With such weak apology.
I wanted to see a more visual representation of how he destroyed her life. Because then, oh, maybe if they wouldn't show that. Because if they did, it would make it more worse. Na parang, why did you go back together? Why did you get back together with him? Like, naghihirap ka, your dad's dead. Ang daming problema. And then, binalikan pa rin niya.
Yeah. So we were talking about how the monetary aspect of it. Was that also a part of why Trixie forgave Gino?
Monetary part. So okay. To our listeners who haven't seen it, yung ending, right? It was yung great reveal there was that Piolo Pascual, Gino, waived his talent fee so that he could have a chance at
working with
Trixie again. I don't know. That's what I was talking about with you. Like, I find this very manipulative.
It is, but I was asking why. Because hindi naman niya intention sabihin kay Trixie. But still, I get your point, no? Na why has there to be a sacrifice?
Considering how messy the breakup was, like, grabe, it's so mean now that I think about it. So they were fighting the car, do you remember? Tapos sabi ni, sino ba nagsabi na ibaba mo ka sa car or bumaba ka na,
si
umalis ka na?
Si
Piolo, sabi niya, umalis ka na sa buhay ko.
Ah, sabi ni Trixie, ayoko na, I quit your band.
And then, umalis ka na rin, do me a favor.
Uh-oh.
And when she left, oh no, he dropped her off dun sa sidewalk, or I don't know kung sidewalk ba yun. And he really left her there. That's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you could fight and then at least bring her to the event venue. Tapos huwag kayo magpansinan dun.
Yeah.
Uy, huwag tayo mag-awin ng gayon. Puti, hindi ka marunong mag-drive.
Yeah.
Ako na lang lagi yung mag-drive.
Uh-oh. How would I do this in real life? I'll walk away.
Then naglalakad tayo sa sidewalk. Pero we'll go back to the same house.
Yeah, don't worry.
I quit your life. Okay, wait, pero uwi muna tayo.
Okay, let me finish my thought. Was that sorry enough for Trixie to actually forgive Gino? How was that enough for her? After she said, "You killed me. Pinatay mo ko." Diba? It adds to the ang bigat nung
yeah, that weight. Moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. I don't like the ending.
Pinatay mo ko. Huwag mo akong patayin ulit.
Yeah.
That is something I wouldn't think of saying.
Yeah.
In the middle of a breakup.
Or middle of a fight.
Sasabihin ng whoever guy I'm fighting with.
Huh? What the
fuck is talking about? I should not kill you. Buhay ka pa.
No, but Gino killed her spirit, her soul.
Her soul. Diba? That's why it's all the more bizarre. Why would you go back to this person?
Yeah.
I was telling you, diba, you could not pay me enough money. But then if I were struggling, I might consider.
Yeah, but still. Oh. Yeah. But still, it so the makeup is still done with manipulation through in it.
Yeah.
Diba? Which is the money aspect.
So always have savings and BDO savings as a really great intern. I'm an endorser also. Gusto ko pala maging endorser. May savings ako to sa BDO.
Okay, sana mapansin to ng mga advertisers.
Yeah.
Trivia time. Ito na, let's move on.
Okay. We're running out of time. Trivia time. It's dumb trivia, like I warned you kanina. Wala akong makita yung real trivia about it, so I'm giving you dumb trivia. So, Joshua of Joshua and Janine, they're the like the young popster duo, diba? Joshua of Joshua and Janine is played by Diego Loizaga, whose father is Cesar Montano.
Oh, with who?
Oh, I'm assuming Bing Loizaga. Let me check real quick. Diego Loizaga. And all the more. Oh, Teresa Loizaga. Who's that?
Okay, we don't know.
Oh, and all the more. He's also known as one of the members of the male group Kapamilya Cuties.
Okay, it's good to know.
And your birthdays are 4 days apart.
Oh, how young is this actor?
He's 25.
Okay.
I just wanted to share.
Okay. That's first
trivia. Dumb trivia.
Okay.
Second dumb trivia. Oh, actually, it's kind of interesting. So Sarah Geronimo's first TV role was in 1995. This is all according to Wikipedia. So 1995, under the show. Can you guess what show? Don't think about it too much. I said Sarah Geronimo, 1995.
Is this a noontime show?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Na Tabing Ilog?
No.
Not Gimmick?
No.
Magandang Gabi Bayan? I don't know what it is, this show.
Sirit ka na.
Oo.
Sarah, ang munting princess.
No way.
Yeah, she's Sarah's classmate. I told you not to pick up. Sarah.
Okay, that's
significantly dumb trivia, diba?
Thank you for this interesting trivia. Talaga?
Sabi sa Wikipedia, that's like
action,
the top one.
Sarah, no, the live action. Sarah, yeah, obviously.
Grabe naman live action, but yeah, it's like the first movie listed on the row, so I just assumed it's the first. 1995. So
is Camille Pratt Sarah?
Oh. Yeah. I think siya yung Sarah.
Okay.
Teka. Sarah ang munting prinsesa. Yeah. 1990. Ay, movie ba yun?
Hindi, yeah, merong movie.
Drama. Movie. Drama. TV show. Ah, ewan.
So, Camille Pratt's.
I'll try to correct it. I'll just like, write something in the notes.
Okay, we'll update you guys. Okay. Who would you recommend?
I would recommend this movie I don't know. I recommend it to my sister. Like, shout out to my sister. She knows who she is. I only have one sister. She loves Papa P. She loves Piolo. And I want to recommend it to her because I want to really reassess like this behavior. I hope you're not blinded by the fact that it's Piolo, but if you see this behavior in people, parang let's spread this advocacy that there's a wolf in sheep's clothing. In this case, a really small, insecure man in piolo clothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and Piolo's hot bod. Okay.
His hot bod and his arms. Who would you recommend this movie to, Eugene?
Ako less. Less complex than your recommendation. I think yours is the serious one. Mine is just budding musicians. Know your dream. Know what you're giving up or letting go before you chase a dream. And more importantly, know that there are music camps. Meron pala music camp. Use that for your for your own, you know, advantage na you can get mentorship. You can get exposed. I really want to know if there is a music camp.
I will Google that and I'll put that in the notes if music camp exists, band camp, music camp. Yeah.
Okay. Rating time. 0 is kabanda mo si Gino.
Si Blind Curve or si Pencil?
Si Pencil Grip.
Pencil. Broken Pencil.
Band member ka ng Pencil Grip and you get to play the bongos.
Wow.
And 10 is you get to spend a nice vacation sa music camp. Parang ang saya ng music camp eh.
You know, your 0 and 10 look like it could be in the same universe na.
Yeah.
Playing bongos in music, camp.
Pero hindi mo naman ka-banda si Gino. So, okay. Yeah. How would you rate the breakup playlist?
I'd rate this a 6. Because, I guess I want to take the average of the 3 times I've seen this movie. It's a fun movie. Like I said, there's substance there. It's getting there. It could be better. They could have tied up more of these like weird stuff, and I would have appreciated a director's cut. Sana sa real ending they don't get back together. Just 6. It's a 6 for me. How about you?
The less commercial ending, no.
Uh-oh.
Ako, I enjoy this movie at the start until the end. So I will. And it was also kind of flat.
Flat ka.
Those two characters said it to each other. And I'm also telling it to the movie na. I wish there was more layers to Gino's character. I wish there was more growth. Kahit konti lang to just like really escalate the conflict. And of course, I wish hindi sila nagkatuluyan. So, good movie, nice music. But it's flat for me, so I'll give it a 5. Not on my must-watch list. Right, not there, but still enjoyable if you're lazy on a Friday night.
It's a fun movie. Okay. So we're on social media. We're on Facebook now at Popoy and Basher Podcast. And we have a website. What's his website?
PopoyandBasher.com.
PopoyandBasher.com. Check us out.
Yeah, follow us there. We have all the links and all the episodes. Check the show notes. Especially for this one.
For this one. Show notes. Have research. Homework.
Okay. And with that,
this is your host, Danny.
And this is Eugene.
See you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Lagi bang masasaktan?